This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And earlier this week, we heard that rental prices have risen in Adelaide. So what is happening in the regions, or specifically Whyalla? I'm joined this morning by Director of Blights Real Estate Whyalla, Greg Utting. How are you this morning, Greg?
G'day, Jordan. I'm good, thank you. Yes.
So I guess, have we seen any changes over the last few months in rental prices in Whyalla?
Yeah, we have. Quite significant changes, both in demand and also their pricing of the properties. A lot of that driven by the construction of the new high school that's getting built here in town. So demand is particularly strong at the moment, and very difficult to find good rental properties. And most properties are attracting multiple applications when they are advertised.
How many applications would you say the average property would be receiving?
It's not unusual for us to be receiving 10 or more applications per property, which is pretty frustrating if you're a tenant.
Yeah, no doubt. What's the process then? Because tenants applying for a rental, obviously they need a place to live, but you need to vet each and every one, don't you?
Yeah, we do. So that's quite a lengthy process. So it also creates a fair bit of work for our staff, which is a nice problem to have, I guess. So applications have got to be processed and reference checks done and the like, and then taken to the owners for the owners to make decisions. So it's quite often not as quick a process as everybody would like it to be, particularly in a market where it is so difficult to find something. So we try to be mindful of that for people, coming to town for work purposes. They generally don't have a lot of time to act. It's quite often, you need to be there, you've won a position or whatever, and you need to turn things around fairly quickly. It's fairly challenging at the moment. So.
No doubt. And so you said that obviously there's more people in town with the construction of the new high school. When it comes to people moving into town for work on that, like pretty temporary work, I guess you'd say, because once the project's complete, they move on to the next place to start building. Are a lot of those people then having to rent for the time that they're in town and creating that competition?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, so that's what it's a fairly our market or our town has always been a fairly transient sort of town, in that there's often people will be in town for particular projects, or it may be that they come out to the country regions if they're new grads, teachers, nurses, engineers, that type of thing. They'll come out, get some country experience, and head back to the city. So our rental market has always been reasonably consistent. It suffered significantly when the Steelworks went into administration, obviously, almost 5 years ago now, hard to believe. But apart from that, period of time, it's always been demand has always been reasonably consistent. But at the moment, it's particularly tight. Our vacancy rate would be less than 2% at the moment, so that's that puts a real squeeze on the market. And a significant pressure on the upward pressure on the prices that tenants are going to have to pay.
You beat me to my next question. I was going to say, with the extra competition for people applying for rentals, is that having an impact on how much people are indeed paying once they do sign that contract?
Yeah, it is. It's not unusual for some rents, depending on how long a vacating tenant might have been in a property for. It's not unusual for us to see increases 20 to 30% maybe on some properties, depending on what type of property it is and where it is. And as I said, depending on how long the vacating tenant may have been there for. So great from an owner's perspective, from the landlord's perspective. But as I keep saying, pretty tough for the tenants. And 20% or so is not an unusual increase at the moment from one tenant to the next.
Has there been, I guess, a translation of from rental into sales, I guess? Like, if people haven't been able to find a rental, have they just decided to bite the bullet and buy it instead?
Yeah, there's been a little bit of that. If I guess those people that aren't here for just a specific contract, if they're here, you know, for the foreseeable future, then yeah, we have already seen a bit of that where people have worked out fairly quickly that they're not going to be able to find something to rent, so they'll buy something instead. And often what we'll see in a strong rental market and rents are starting to increase, so the returns that are available to investors will sometimes then start to bring in more investors into the market, and then you start to see a bit of some upward movement in the value of the properties as well. So typically in a market, the thing that will turn first is your rental demand, and then property values will sort of start to follow suit over time if you can keep that rental demand there.
Yeah, well, either way, it sounds like a busy time for property managers and real estate agents.
It is, yeah. And we're given all that's gone on in the last 12 months around the world, we're fairly grateful that we are where we are and doing what we're doing.
So. No worries. Well, Greg, thank you so much for your time today.
No worries, Jordan. Thank you.
That was Greg Udding, Director of Blights Real Estate, Whyalla, on your Classic It's Breakfast.